relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
It will be Mount Tom's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Bentonville West 45-25. So unless something happens, looks like Mount Tom will be playing Bergman for the championship tomorrow afternoon at 4 here on Class Kits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. The boys will be playing at 2:30 in the third place game against whoever loses between Flippin and Lake Hamilton. Right now, Flippin's up right now.
Yeah, 7, I believe they said, in the fourth quarter.
Here's Moore with it into the paint, gives it to Coleman, nice down to McCartan. She's going to put up the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line as we are 13 seconds into this final quarter.
Nice feed in there from Coleman on the outside. McCartan has the advantage down low. She starts being able to hit the shots that she can. That's 5 on her. They gave her on number 2.
Yeah, and they said that number 2 is Sarter. Number 2 is Doyle. So, anyway. Unless she changed jerseys. That may have been it.
Well, I tell you, they did say, I talked to Coach Husky before the game, he did say there's a girl that switches jerseys quite a bit.
Oh. Okay. So McCartney hits the first free throw.
So I'm guessing that is Sarter.
Okay. One more to shoot for McCartney. Second shot is up. No good. She gets 1 of 2. And it is Bentonville West with a rebound. McCartney with 12 on the night. And
nice
Ford has the ball knocked away, stolen by Williams. She'll kick out to Moore. It's quickly back the other way, and then she loses the handle. The ball goes out of bounds, and Bentonville, let's get it back. With 7:35 left in the game.
Yeah, Whitten did a good job coming in and turning number 12, and Sarah Williams, great job getting a hand on the ball. She got the ball. Good pass ahead to Lakin. Lakin saw, I think it might have been Addison. She just came in, didn't she? I don't know who was streaking. Maybe it was Jayla streaking on the other side. Try to get it to her, just unable to get the handle.
Yeah, Lakin Anderson, Addison Ferris just came in for Jayla Yonkers and Lakin Moore. The Mount Tom up 46-25, but that may change as it is Hallie Ford's going to the free throw line after missing the shot but drawing the contact.
Yeah, if you're Lakin Anderson right now, you got to bear down on the defensive side of the ball. You got what it takes on the offensive side. That's too easy to let a girl cut in front of your face. And this is where you're going to earn your playing time in those conference minutes, is to come in right now, lock down on the defensive side of the ball.
Ford hits her first free throw of the night. She has one more to shoot as we are 37 seconds into this final quarter. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 8 on the night for Hallie Ford. Now to Nelm up 46-27. Here's Coleman with it. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Ferris. Ferris will dribble into the paint. Out to Williams. Her three-pointer will not go. McCarron tries to get the rebound, but it was knocked away, and Wade comes up with it. Now another foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Whitten Coleman picks up.
No, it's an offensive foul. No, they've got 25 on them. Yeah, I saw that happening. Whitten was running down the floor, and 25 Pierce it.
Oh, Pizer.
Pizer came running in and just gave her a little chicken wing there in the shoulder.
That is Pizer's fourth personal foul, team foul number 1, against the Lady Wolverines here in the fourth quarter. She's going to check out of the game and see who came in for her.
It 23?
Was, yeah, Kira Albius, who is a...
It's over.
A 5'1 junior.
Got to travel here. As Whitten missed the layup here, rebound came to Bentonville West, and then Mountain Home forced a turnover. Salem did final 38-20 as they're taking a knee in the state semifinal game.
So congratulations to the Greyhounds football team. They're going to be going to the Class 3A state championship game for the first time in school history. Mountain Home turns it over once again. Here is Cruzenberry throwing it to Obvious. Now to Way in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Ashlyn Way with her first 3 points of the night. Here is Ferris dribbling towards the low block. Kicks it to McCartan in the paint. She's going to go in for the layup off the glass and in.
That's when Anna stays controlled and can pump fake. It's a good job there by finishing. Good find by Ferris.
She is leading all scorers with 14 on the night. Mountain Home up 48-30. 6:16 left play in the game. Here is Perry with on the left side.
It's a walk.
Over on the right side, it goes to Ford. Ford dribbles into the lane. Her layup won't go. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. I was wondering if they're going to call a foul on her, but she wasn't moving.
No, she's straight up.
Anderson into the front court. Dribbles it, gives it to Williams. Williams dribbles into the paint, puts up the jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Ford. Ford going coast to coast for the layup. No good. And Perry gets offensive rebound. She can't get the foul to go, and Anderson gets aboard. Back quickly comes Anderson. She is going to go to the right side, gives it to Williams. Williams puts up the three-pointer. Banks it in! Sarah Williams with eight on the night.
Let's go.
Mountain Home up 51-30. 5.5 left in the game. Cruzenberry dribbles to the left elbow. Kicks out to Obvious. To Perry in the left corner. Down to Cruzenberry in the low block. She's looking to make the move for the layup. Won't go. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
Witten tried to take the offensive foul. It might have messed with her a little bit.
Williams with it. She's going to dribble to the left corner. She's going to put up another jumper.
Let's go!
Sarah Williams with 10. Glad to see it.
Let's go.
And now they're going to
official timeout. Let some subs
in. They're going to stop clock to let some subs come in. Libby Fosness, Kira Alkire, and Lauren Rawls coming in, replacing Lakin Anderson, Witten Coleman, and Anna McCarn. So McCarn and Williams, Matt Holmes, two players in double figures right now. Way will walk the ball into the front court. I believe they brought in some subs as well. Here is Way with it. Evans, I think, came in for the Lady Wolverine. So did Gandy. Gandy with it. She'll dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Ed goes in. Rachel Gandy with her first 2 points of the night. Bounce home up 53-32. A little over 4.5 left in the game. Here is Williams with it towards the left elbow. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds a cutting. Ferris for the layup. Good. What a find.
Nice pass. Good job. Good cut.
Aston Ferris with their first 2 points of the night. Now throw up 55-32. 4:16 left. Here's Wade with it on the right side. Gives it down to Perry. She's going to call for the offensive foul.
Yeah, good job.
Rachel Perry picks up her second personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Wolverines here in the fourth quarter. Wade's going to check out of the game as she is replaced by Jalen Green, a 5'7 sophomore for Lady Wolverines. Rawls into the front court. Goes toward the right side. Gives there to Ferris.
Yeah,
down to Fosses in the paint for the layup. She'll be fouled from behind as it hits the bottom of the backboard. Up out of the goal of the rim, excuse me. So. Perry picks up her third personal foul, 13th foul against Bentonville West.
So it's looking like Lady Bombers are going to be in the championship game tomorrow against Bergman. Bergman's a team that does not have a lot of size. Libby Fosness going to be a big role in that. Anna McCarn going to be a big role in that game.
Fosness missed the first free throw here. She's got one more to shoot. Gandy's going to check back out of the game as Ashton Way comes back in. So Fosness' second free throw is up. No good. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Green. Ball goes down to Obvious, down to Green on the low block. She puts up the jumper. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Fosnes. 3:46, that's playing the game. Here's Walls into the front court. Gives it to Williams. She thought about another shot, but
I would have taken it.
Yeah.
I would have taken it.
Now she'll give it to Alkire. Alkire dribbles to the left side, gives it to Walls.
That would be called a heat check.
Walls tries to, her pass is knocked away and stolen by Perry. She will give it to Obvious, who's back the other way for the layup, half the glass and in. Kira Obvious with her first 2 points of the night. 55-34, Mountain Home up, 3:20 left to play in the game. Walls with it up top. Gives over on the right side to Ferris. Up top to Williams. Over to Walls on the left. Down to Ferris
good
on
pass.
The low block for the layup. Couldn't get to go, though. And the rebound's controlled by Way. Way quickly back the other way. She's
all the way.
She's going coast to coast for a layup. Can't get to go, but she'll draw the contact.
Way goes all the way.
Yep. So Way will go to the free throw line. No pun intended, I swear.
Way to the line.
Lauren Rawls picks up her...
No way.
Yeah. Their first personal foul. Second team foul. We're easily abused. Wade's first free throw won't go. I say that, but... I wasn't expecting another free throw to be counted either.
That's right.
So
it's way out of our league.
Yeah. Sarah Williams and Libby Foster check out of the game. I'll give
shot
you the
way too high.
Yep. Stop it. So Wade misses both free throws. And Mountain gets the rebound. Rawls with it. Ball goes over to Ferris. Back up top to Rawls. Over on the right side to Anderson. Anderson's going down into lane, going in for the runner. Won't go. Rebound is chased down by,
Deanna,
I believe,
Human.
Deanna Human, who checked in just a moment ago, and a foul's going to be called on Bentonville West.
Yeah. Deanna's going to get to go to the line with a chance to shoot two here.
So that foul is on Jalen Green. Again, that's her first personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus. So Deanna Human at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 2:38 left to play. Human's first free throw is up. Will not go.
A little hard.
So one more free throw for Human. Second shot is up. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Perry. Perry tries to throw it away. It goes way out of her reach and out of bounds on the far sideline, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball off the turnover at 2:31 left in the game. Like that, Dylan?
The people on the bench are jumping out of the way.
Wow. Here's Walls across the timeline. Gets over on the right side to Anderson. Up top to Ferris. Over on the left side to Rawls. Tries to throw it down to Anderson. Ball knocked away. They're going to say off of Evans, and it will be Mount Home keeping possession with 2:18 left to play in the game, 22 left to shoot.
A sloppy game for the Lady Bombers.
They're
still going to score in the 50s. Maybe get to the 60s here. Oh, there it was. Just a little late.
Inbound pass knocked away by Way. That was not intentional. So it will be Mount Home's ball once again on the baseline.
You can't get out of your own way on this joke, can you?
No question about it. Inbound pass goes to Anderson. Her layup a little strong, and the rebound is controlled by Obvious.
Good look. Good pass.
She throws it to Way, who brings it across the timeline. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Human. Now she has her pass knocked away, and the two teams exchange turnovers.
How about this? Good hustle down here.
I thought that might have gone out of bounds, but
they didn't. I was watching.
And now fouls will be called on Mountain Home, it looks like.
Lauren Rawls.
Lauren Rawls picks up her, that is her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Bombers.
Jalen Green, number 22. That's the one who gave a great hustle down here in the corner.
Perry with it, just outside the paint. She'll give it to Way on the right side. Up top to Evans. Evans will give it to Perry on the right.
Perry's going downhill. She's going to try to score.
She sure is. Just her jumper just a little too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Ferris.
You see it in their eyes when they catch it. She's like, I'm going to get mine.
Alkire has the ball knocked away. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Bentonville West ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, Green, good hustle again. Just took it. Just took it from Kier.
Coming in for Bentonville West is Kaylin Bowers, a 5'2 senior, as she'll replace Ashlyn Way.
So Bentonville West will play Flippin tomorrow in the third place game.
And Mount Tom will get Bergman in the championship game.
We'll get Bergman. Bergman's got 2 losses on the year, I think. Farmington being one of those.
Here's Perry's 3-pointer on the right corner. Way too strong. And then the air ball. And the rebound's controlled by Rawls. Mount Tom back the other way with 1:13 left to play in the game. Ball goes down to Ferris on the low block. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Anderson. Anderson's going to dribble into the paint. Puts up the jumper. Rolls around and falls in.
Yeah, good take there by Lincoln.
Anderson with 5 on the night. Mount Home up 57-34. Less than a minute left. Here is Perry. She's going to get the basket and draw the contact. Good job by her.
Yeah, she got the ball in lane. Deanna Human got caught underneath her.
That is Human's first personal foul. Fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. So 53.1 left to play in the game as Perry will try to convert the and one. She misses the free throw and the rebound's controlled by Anderson. And now it's the ball knocked away by, they're going to say.
Yeah, she dribbled off her foot.
I thought it might have been Evans that knocked it off, but I guess not.
Yep. They can dribble it right off her foot. But let's talk about this. This is going to be a 20-point win, close to, depends on what happens here in the last little bit, but
right,
close to a 20-point win against a 6A West opponent. So a team that's in the conference above you, you're going to come in and get a 20-point win over.
Evans' free throw was missed. Mount Tom got the rebound. Alkire tries to put up the three back the other way. Couldn't get to go. Offensive rebound for Human. She couldn't get the ball to go, and now a fight for the rebound. It will be a jump ball, and Mount Tom will get it on the possession arrow. And so it will
shot clock. 30,
yep.
Nope, they're going to say it did not because Deanna shot going back up when she got the second rebound. It reset the shot clock. Good shot clock work there. I'll give them credit.
All right. So Alkire with it. She's going to give it to Rawls. Up top to Anderson. Anderson's going in for the layup. Good. Reagan Anderson with seven.
Well, she gets those feet moving quickly. She can get called for a walk sometimes on that. Good at the hustle.
Mount Tom does knock the pass away in the paint. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and it will be Bentonville West inbounding it with 20.2 seconds left. Shot clock is off.
Yeah, 20-point win. 6A West opponent able to get a lot of girls in the action here. And see if we can come up tomorrow against two-time back-to-back state champion Bergman.
Obvious is three-pointer, one go. Mount Tom gets the rebound. Here's Anderson back the other way. 12 seconds left to play. Anderson will throw it to Alkire. She's going to try for the three on the left side. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Human. She puts it back up and in.
Yeah, good rebound there by Deanna. Finishing with her left hand.
Deanna Human with her first 2 points, and that's the way the ball game's going to end, with Mount Home getting the 25-point victory. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Bentonville West 61-36. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment.
39.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Keep you on the bench. Board certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys.